welcome to the podcast of Merkers 2024. Today's guest, Ramiro Alvaro. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Today we start with a question. What do you think of when you hear Argentina?
Well, I immediately think of lush landscapes with herds of cattle, tango music, and of course Lionel Messi and Diego Maradona. But of course, as you know, I always think of Zumba, and therefore I think of Ramiro Alvaro. And he's a very great talent in the Zumba world. And he is visiting us during his European tour in Merkers. He has many fans all over Europe, especially in Denmark. And he is an incredibly talented Zumba instructor. So I think it's time for a shout out. Buenos dias, Ramiro.
Hello, Sandra. Hello, my Zumba people from Germany.
It's nice to have you here and that you take your time for me. Can you give a short introduction of yourself, please?
My name is Ramiro Alvaro. I am 27 years old. I am from Argentina, Buenos Aires. And I have been teaching Zumba since 5 years up to now.
So let's talk a little bit about your Zumba classes. What are your favorite rhythms when you are teaching a class?
My favorite rhythms are dancehall, reggaeton, salsa, bachata. And I am excited to dance with all of you.
So that's really a lot. I think it will be a pleasure with you to dance. And I think as you teach a lot of classes, you surely had a very funny moment. Can you tell us about this?
Well, about a funny situation that I have with Zumba is that one time I was in Copenhagen teaching a masterclass, and one song started playing, and one participant was very emotional about it, and she came running, and I had to precue a movement that were 3 steps to my right. And when I was pre-queuing, she jumped in the stage and she fell while I was pre-queuing it.
Oh my God.
It was really funny. She, of course, she didn't damage herself at all. She continued dancing. But I was like in shock because I was not expecting it at all.
Wow. I can really imagine that this was a really shock. But I think when you saw that the lady's okay, it was okay for you then too.
Yeah, when I remember about this this anecdote I have, I was in shock because I was not expecting that emotion, you know, in the participant, yeah. You know, so it was like I didn't know what to do. In one moment, I was about to give my last step. And she jumped and she fell with my leg, and everyone was like, whoa. And I said, oh my God. But she woke up really fast and she continued dancing. So it was okay. It was not, that's why it's funny now.
Well, thank you for sharing this with us. So when we come back to the mine, this is your first time. It's Zumba in the mine. And I probably think that you have expectations.
My expectations for this great event in the mine is to build a great memory with all of you, with all my colleagues. I want to have a memory in my heart and in my soul, so I am really looking forward to what is coming.
Ramiro, please tell me, what would you say, why do you have absolutely to be there, and what can the participants expect from you?
Well, I think I should be part of this event because I can bring with me a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and also I could represent part of my culture here in South America. And I would love to share a bit of that with you. So that's why I think I could be part of this event.
Well, bueno. Ramiro, have you ever been to Germany before?
Yes. I had one masterclass and two special classes in Germany.
Okay. And what do you think when you hear Germany?
Bueno, when I think about Germany, my very first thought is that it's an example to a lot of countries in this world because of the planification, the organization, the responsibility. Personally, it helped me to grow a lot. Just visiting, but knowing the culture mm-hmm. and knowing how is the management in Germany. So, yeah, for me, it's an example.
Okay. Now, we are, of course, interested in the person beside Zumba. So please tell us, what do you do when you are not dancing Zumba? Do you have any hobbies or how do you spend your free time?
Bueno, in my free time, I like training, calisthenics, sometimes I go to the gym. And also, in my free time, still it's still being dancing my part of what I like to do. But sometimes I like to take some classes about salsa or to dance in couple. And also, bueno, going to dance here to some discos for partner dancing. And to enjoy time with my family, that is the most important thing I have.
Okay, so when you're not dancing Zumba, you're dancing again. I get it. Well, Ramiro, we are coming to the end now, and it's your moment to speak directly to our listeners.
People from Germany, I am very, very excited to see you all, to dance with all of you, to hear you shout and you shout with me, and to share this great energy and great vibes that this day we will be able to share. So thank you, Sandra, for making this possible, for making this event happen, and counting the days till I see you all. Germany, take care. 1, 2, 3. Zumba. Ciao.
Information about the event on 17th February 2024 in Merkur's Adventure Mine, the supporting program, accommodation options, tickets, and much more information can be found in the show notes, on Facebook and via email to party@sandra-kretzing.de. Please send any comments, suggestions, criticism, praise, or questions about the podcast to podcast@sandra-kretzing.de.
I had a lot of fun again. Thanks, Ramiro. Take care of yourself and see you in Merkur's.
Bueno, Sandra, see you in Merkur's.
Goodbye.